An important boost to help open up the fascinating world of science to young people has been given at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. It was an induction session for STEM ambassadors. I asked the session's leader, Vicky Bazalgette, firstly, what is a STEM ambassador?
STEM ambassadors are people who work in science, technology, engineering and maths, who are really passionate about their subjects and want to get out there and speak to young people about it.
So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering and maths, but you're here at the London School of Hygiene, so what's your reason for being here?
We want to find people who are really passionate about their subject, really, and go out to schools and talk to young people about what they do and do some science communication.
Now, can you explain to me what's the difference between a STEM ambassador and a science teacher in a school?
Yeah, it's a really good question, actually. Obviously, science teachers know all about their subject and they're covering off the curriculum. But what's so important about STEM ambassadors is they're bringing that world of work focus and real science into the classroom to help the teacher.
So the scientist is actually doing things every day concerned with science. Have you found, I know you've been going for 7 or 8 years now, have you found that this has made a big improvement to education in schools?
Yeah, it's fantastic. We've had some evaluation done recently, actually, that shows that young people respond really well to role models doing different jobs because they want to hear the message direct from the people doing those jobs, if you like. So we're not replacing teachers, but we're helping them with that careers focus.
Now, I sat in at the end of the lesson here, at the end of the induction session, and I know you've got people like nutritionists, HIV experts here at the school, you've got immunologists, geneticists, a lot of different scientists. They come up with ideas. I heard one of the scientists say they could bring dead mice into the school and bury them. What was that about?
Well, in the training session, obviously, scientists are professional people who are doing really important research day to day. But what we try and do in the training session is help them to think about communicating with young people and how to break down what they do to help people help young people understand it and also to make it fun.
So how would the dead mouse help?
We're talking about forensics, I think, and talking about how our bodies disintegrate over time. And the lady at the back works in that field, and she was really keen to show young people also kind of insects that are attracted and help to show how the body breaks down, essentially. So it was a forensics activity to look at that mouse beforehand, bury it, dig it up again, and then see what would happen to the mouse's body over time in the earth. Mm.
And I think you had today a sleeping sickness expert as well, so insects come into that, don't they, or parasites?
Absolutely. Certainly at primary school, the kids, when they're very young, study mini-beasts and think about insects in their environment and what might be in the school pond. But when you get further up the school and are doing biology in a lot more detail, students do think about the international focus too and look at tropical diseases. I remember I did at school, actually, in my geography lessons. So meeting real experts who can talk about their research helps to get students really engaged in science.
Now, here in Great Britain, and I'm equally sure in many countries, it's not automatic that you can assume children will be excited about science. How big a difference might this sort of interaction between the school and a real scientist make, do you think?
Schools report back that it makes a real difference because scientists are obviously scientists, they're not people doing the teaching. But one of the great things about the STEM Ambassadors programme is the diversity of role models. So at one event, there might be an engineer who we've provided, someone working in chemistry, someone working in pharmaceuticals, someone working from someone coming from this organisation here who works in diseases, if you like. So I think it's the opportunity the students have to meet lots of different people who can open up lots of different branches of science to them. Makes us unique.
Can you give me some idea of how many ambassadors you have already and how many you'd like to have?
Yes, sure. We have over 28,000 volunteers in the UK at the moment. And in the London region, which is my area, because I manage volunteers just for Greater London, we have about 2,300 odd volunteers. But it's really crucial for us, if anyone's listening to this, to raise the numbers, because if you've got a story to tell and you're positive about your subject, we want you to get out there and tell it, because this programme is all about diversity, both in terms of scientific and engineering backgrounds, but also in terms of where you come from, who you are, and whereabouts in the world you come from, if you like, because London's such a great international city. We've got scientists here from all over the world and students here from all over the world too.
Now, in your publicity, you're asking for passionate scientists, people who are passionate about their work. But what makes the ideal ambassador for you, do you think?
Well, we always say that you don't have to have a particular qualification in science, technology or engineering. It's not having a PhD, it's not being a world expert in your field, although of course we do have lots of fantastically qualified people. It's that enthusiasm for your subject and the keenness to get that message across. Certainly in this training session we just ran, we had scientists saying to us, I just wish I'd had someone come into school when I was 14, because then it would have made my path a lot easier. So if you're really passionate about changing young people's roots and helping to open up those ideas to them, that's all you really need.
Vicky Bazalgette, STEM Ambassadors Manager for London, talking to me at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.